遅刻だよ。下手でも楽しく弾くことだけは心がけよ。
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about some quickies. Why does this happen? U.S. military secrets, boomer psyop hate, transgender day of visibility. And for the actual show, we'll talk about how the fuck is this legal? The feminists fighting the sex robots. Exactly what I said the other day in the show with Bo. Remember, I was like, there's the articles with the sex robots. And Bo's like, what articles? I don't see any articles. Here you go, you fuck. Here you go, you fucking whammons. Here you go, you fuck. Also, I love you and thank you for doing shows with me. And for the penultimate thread, Poe gets control of 5 nukes. And the finale, Linux Hacked. That's the show. I can't wait to get into it. Let's get into it, shall we? Awesome. First thread of the day. Why does this happen? Remember when people were paying 100 pounds, 100 weird European dollars for a bottle of Prime? Because the Prime was sold out. I gotta get some Prime. Oh my God, the Prime. 6 months ago, people were fighting over this crap. Now it's worthless. Did you drink or pay over the odds for it? I never tried it at all. I just, right before I went on my trip, I bought a can of it because I was like, whatever, I'll try it. There's all this hubbub about Prime. I guess I'll try some Prime and get some of that nice, delicious cancer inside of me with that artificial sugar. But I got the fruit punch one. It tasted exactly like Hawaiian punch. It was like Hawaiian punch with addictive additives and drug chemicals inside of it. It was pretty crazy. They're selling those to children. I said that at the time, but I'll say it again. They're selling Hawaiian punch with drugs in it to children. That's literally what's happening. Next thread. Is stealing U.S. military secrets and selling them to a geopolitical rival an act of war? Asking for a friend. Picture is Israel passes U.S. military technology to China. People are trying to play this. This is from December 2013. This is so old, but the whole point is, people are trying to link, hey, look, Israel does help China. China's in league with Israel. They're blah, 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 whatever. But you gotta understand, it plays ball with everybody, and they backstab everybody. They're evil as fuck. They are evil itself. So they're the ones that leaked the nukes to the Russians in the first place. They're the ones that leaked it in the first place. Israel sold secrets to Russia, so it's no surprise that they sold secrets to China. That's the entire point of this thread, whatever, moving on. Who came up with, and what's the goal of PSYOP to hate boomers? Picture is a boomer with a wig, I assume. A boomer with a wig. It's pretty awful. It's like a boomer trying to be a Zoom Zoom or something. Oof. Max, oof. That's so apparently a wig. That's so apparently a wig. Rough. There is no PSYOP to hate boomers. They just have brought it on themselves with everything they have done, with all the misery and pain they have caused. They're almost... And also they defend evil itself. 9 out of 10 boomers will defend evil itself. In other words, kikes and Jews in Israel. This America says white division? I guess. Look. When 5 out of 10 boomers start hating Israel, maybe I'll start going more on their side. But right now it's like, I'm not even joking. It's like 89% of boomers think Israel is justified in bombing Gaza. It's not savable. It's not salvageable, man. I'm arguing my own grandfather. Like, come on, man. What are you talking about? When my own grandfather starts talking about stuff that Fox News is feeding him about the Jews, maybe then I'll ease up. Outrageous Biden proclaims Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility, Pitcher says in next thread. As White House bans children from submitting religious-themed Easter egg designs at event for military families. What's happening to America? We're breaking apart at a fundamental level. It's great in a horrific, chaotic way of acceleration and minism. This was definitely done as some sort of propaganda type thing or some sort of narrative spin because Easter shifts because of the moon cycle. Easter could be on different days. So this isn't going to keep falling on Easter. It's going to change as time goes on. But this time it's on Easter, and he's announcing it pretty close to the election. It's kind of weird timing. It's all just a propaganda ploy. But also, it's not going to fall on Easter in the future, so who gives a shit, really? I guess I give a little bit of a shit, because why do the transgenders get a day and the whites don't, and Hitler doesn't, and all these awesome people don't that should, but transgenders do? Oh, well done. Whatever. Hitler should have his own day. Next thread. Actual show! Pitcher is a piece of Kraft processed American cheese. But it's a different brand, but it's basically Kraft American cheese. Every slice in a separate plastic bag? How the fuck is this legal? Okay, well, first off, American cheese sticks to other pieces of American cheese. If you kind of leave it there, it kind of sticks. It's hard to get it apart. And it starts breaking apart. And it's a pain in the ass. It's made for melting, not for eating straight like it is. So that's why they're in individual plastic bags. Keep them safe and wonderful and pristine. American cheese is growing on me. I just love goyslop so much. Also, can you tell I'm fasting because I'm talking about food? I do this often. I start fasting and then everything looks good. I'm so hungry. I'm so fucking hungry. Save me. Whatever. That's my new word I'm saying to fill in gaps. Stop filling in gaps. Fill it in with silence, you fucking brain. It would mold instantly without it. No, it wouldn't. No, it would not. It's to keep it from sticking. American cheese only tastes good on cheeseburgers. Don't buy that crap otherwise. Yeah. Anything where you're melting the cheese, like a... It's good also, you could use a piece of that, a piece of cheddar, in a grilled cheese to get more of a gooey center. You want like a gooey, cheesy center. That's how you get it. Regular cheddar ain't gonna give you that gooey cheddar split. But if you put a piece of American cheese in there with the cheddar, you will get that split. Because that's what it's made for. Dio says it never molds. Exactly, it's mold itself. Luke says, using American cheese for grilled cheese. Oh my God. Luke, you don't know the poverty I live in. You don't know the shenagling I've done with disgusting nacho cheese. Why? Poverty. It's all poverty. Also, it was before, you gotta understand, Luke, when I was a child, it's before all this health shit was going on. Everyone was pushing seed oils and it was a different time. It's a different fucking time. Everyone was just getting fat. Everyone was busy getting fat and just give the children whatever the fuck they want, their special little buttercups. Just give them whatever the fuck they want. Luke says, my God is amazing. It is delicious. It is amazingly delicious. it's so good. You think about it and it makes it nasty, but if you eat it, it makes it good. That's not even fucking cheese. What the fuck are you doing? It actually fucking literally is cheese, but it's like cheese synthesized with this other stuff to make it, and this chemical also, to make it gooey. It's like a gooey, melty cheese. It's incredible. It's an American invention! America's incredible! People wish they had American cheese. It's not real cheese, it's oil. A poison disguised as cheese, like produce. It's allowed because it's harmful and will lessen the life of the useless eater. So it kind of tastes good, Anon. Anon, it also kind of tastes delicious. It also kind of tastes good. I do buy my American cheese with better brands than Kraft or whatever. I don't know, whatever. Boar's Head or something. Boar's Head American cheese. Whatever, next thread. cheese is delicious and incredible. Feminist website declares war on sex robots to stop the patriarchy. Picture is feminist current, April 27th, 2017. Ooh, I love all these old articles to support Lou's arguments. I love it. Sex robots epitomize patriarchy and offer men a solution to the threat of female independence. You will not objectify us. I don't care what women think, First Post says, based. Look at this super old article that reinforces what I was talking about with Bo. They want to take the robots. If they were talking about this in 2017, they're going to definitely be talking about it in like 2024 and 2026 and 2029. It'll be talked about frequently. Oh, look, that's a owner hole thing. Well, it's kind of an owner mouth hole, whatever the fuck the word is for that. It's the same word. Robo waifus of the future. This America says banned vibrators. Good luck with that. That's impossible. Also, why would you want to? I want my controller to vibrate. That's so cool. That's N64 technology. Rumble pack. Dio says sex robots are really bad. No. Don't take my sex robots. No. My robo waifus. I'm being my robo waifus. Of course. Why would I ever share my bot with anybody? It's not going to be a sex bot for hire. Dio says Pajits can't afford sex robots. The ones on the oil plantations can. That's Mrs. Magic Mouth. I'm glad you know that, Dee Dee. I'm so happy you know such things. Men would still date women even when we have sex robots. They would just be less tolerant of... They would be less tolerant of your negative behavior and cut you loose first. Why would women be less tolerant and cut you loose? Because they have male sex robots? Or you're talking about males would be less tolerant. You're so confusing and vague with your shitty grammar and wording. Luke says, have sex with real women. See, Luke is based! Luke is basey! Fashy says, just pay $20,000 for your robo waifu. I think it'll be around that much, Fashy. I think it'll be half the cost of a car. And I think you'll be able to take out loans to get them. Someone's saying, like, how are you going to buy it? They're going to be so expensive. They'll cost half as much as a car. And maybe more at the start. But they'll get it down because they're smaller than a car. They probably use less material overall. Besides the battery, whatever the battery is probably the most expensive part of it. The article is 7 years old. This American responds, the arguments in the article still stand strong. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Meow. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, it was good. If they don't need men, why do they care about what they do? The feminists? Yeah. Because they must control everything. Because in reality, they're jelly like everybody else. Everybody's jelly in a way. Everybody's jelly. This America says Taliban reversed 20 years of feminism in a literal week. Just saying. That is kind of accurate. They have a complete dictatorship over that area. Yeah, if you completely dictatorialize everything, yeah, you can enact very fast, effective change. But then when that leader dies, you're stuck with a power void and it never gets filled with someone better. That's just how it works. But whatever, you'd be good for a little while. That article's over half a decade old, nigger. I'm sure there's other articles somewhere on the internet that can be dug up, maybe. Whatever. Whatever, Lou's always right. Next thread, penultimate thread. Poe gets control of 5 nukes. Anon, you just got access to 5 NATO nukes. You only got 60 seconds before Global Homo kicks the door down. Pick your 5 cities. Well, Israel has more than one city, right? I would assume it does. I would pick 3 cities in Israel, and then I would have 2 nukes left. Where would I use those last nukes? India. Yeah, India. That's a good one. India. Tel Aviv, London, New York, Amsterdam, Jerusalem. Definitely Jerusalem. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Those are 2 good picks. I'll steal that and on. We'll just take 2. Incredible. Tel Aviv, Beijing, Delhi, Moscow, New York. Just to get a little bit of everybody. Get a nice world war going. Full spread maximum yield on Melbourne. Miami, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, San Diego. Why do you hate America so? American hates his own. You want to guess what side of the democratic spectrum he's on? Israel, 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 based, Luke. 5 nukes are barely enough to destroy a large city. Nukes are overrated. You're fucking retarded, Pole. You are retarded. One shitty nuke leveled a city. One shitty nuke. You don't think one of the new nukes that are fucking 100 times stronger can't level a city and a half? Shut the fuck up, dude. You don't know what you're fucking talking about. You have no clue. Whenever someone sees a huge explosion, like, it's a nuke, it's a nuke, it's a nuke. I'm like, dude, that guy's still recording, man. If that was a nuke, he would be dead. If that was a nuke, he would be dead. Okay, nukes level cities, entire cities. Easy. Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv. Might as well throw Jerusalem in there just to be safe. Mecca, 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 Tel Aviv. Washington, D.C., Beijing, Moscow, Tel Aviv, Mecca. Dude, Washington, D.C. would be a god. What a godsend that would be. Just the entire House of Representatives vaporized. God, what a blessing. What a fucking blessing that would be. Oh, if only. If fucking only. And this is all hypothetically in Minecraft, of course. I love my country and I don't want anything bad to happen to it. But also, they should all be tried as traitors, at least. This is all, I'm talking about nukes, you fucking FBI. Stop trying to get low. Israel times 4. Stockholm, 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 Stockholm. My house, my house, my house, my house, OP's house. Want to make sure you're dead. I think one will do it, Anon. Might as well take out the Jews with you, you fuck. You selfish fuck. My city, my city, my city, my city, my city. God, take out Israel with you, you fucking suicidal assholes that aren't even seppukuing for anything. Whatever, everyone's on the same page. Nuke Israel. Nuke fucking Israel. Get rid of it. Blow it off the map. Make it into a crater. That should be a crater. Make a Hearts of Iron 4 mod where Israel gets blown into a fucking crater. Next thread, finale of the day. China fully compromised Linux. This is an act of war. This is so complicated and convoluted, but basically, I'll just roll down and let someone else explain it. Some Anon commie played the long game and got in good and tight with open source fags over years and years. His Anon name was Ching Chang, or something like this. He maintains some bullshit boring library. So anyway, some asshole autist finds his program is 10% slower or something, looks into it, he figures out the boring library has some test zip file in there. And what does it actually do but push a backdoor into the computer? But the bullshit boring library is used by every Linux ever. So it's like the asshole has just backdoored the world. But the backdoor only dropped like a month ago, so actually he didn't really backdoor the world or something. So all the Asperger assholes, like even Linus Tech Tips himself, founder of Linux, or seething and butt hurt and spurging out that is Ching Chong guy pulled this shit. Well then, how many Ching Chongs are out there and what other backdoors is there? Are there? So we're gonna see a full-on oddest rodeo where they go on a witch hunt for bugs. Now as for the identity of Ching Chong, some say it's too obvious to say that he should be Chinese, because he is. Maybe it's an Israeli or a US LARPing is a Chinaman, but I say it's the opposite. I think it's so obvious the last person you expect is a Chinese. Basically, Linux got hacked pretty bad. Linux got hacked for the first time in a while, and it's a pretty bad one, and they don't know how bad the vulnerability is, how much data the dude got, if he got people's files or what. Don't know. Linux compromised. I think this is fear-mongering propaganda against Linux, because I'm sure the community as a whole will come together and fix the problem very quickly. But you don't know if this was in there for so long. Well, I guess it was a month, but if this guy was a deep in there for so long, who knows what other shenanigans people are in there and have been for so long. Rakistan says it's all backdoored. Yeah, it's backdoored at a CPU level. If you have an AMD or Intel CPU, you're backdoored already. You're already backdoored. Frenextdoor says, found last night, already patched. Just update your packages once a day, run security, real shit out. See, the community fixed it already. See, it's already done. Linux forever! It was targeting Mac as well. They both share that library. Ooh, fucking Mac, get fucked. It's Mac's fault. Mac is shitty. Linux is amazing. Gonna be on the lookout now. Exactly, that's good. All the artists will be on the lookout for more backdoors into Linux. Is China short for Israel? It was Mossad all along. This guy says, this Polish Anon says, oh great, after remake the network shares again, I think I'll just dump them shits to SharePoint and make someone else do it. Typical OS bros just keep winning. But God bless Terry Davis. This American says, it was only for two releases and he doesn't understand how the Chinaman didn't understand how he'd get caught fast doing this. That's a slight nod of... The thing is, like, maybe he got all he needed already. That's the thing. Maybe he did the hack and he's already got all the information he wanted. So even though you caught it and you fixed it, it was in two releases. So how many computers were affected by it? I don't know. This American says the guy's comments match Israeli time zone, not China. Ooh, that's not good. That's not good. Dude, literally fucking Mossad. It's always the Jews. If you don't use Apple, you're a complete loser. Well, apparently it affected Apple as well. Mac. This American says, nigger, I use TikTok. You think I give a damn? Daddy Z is welcome to watch me masturbate. It'd be an honor. I don't think Winnie the Pooh... I think Winnie the Pooh can have a harem anytime he wants. Literally. Probably had a harem of like 100 women. Because he can. A lot of people are saying Microsoft's poisoning the well. Or maybe Apple did this to attack Linux. Like maybe Apple and... maybe Mac OS and Windows are trying to make Linux look like a worse operating system. I think that propaganda is totally possible. But I think that propaganda is why this is such a big story right now. So that's why the story is big, but the actual hack wasn't them. It's two different groups of people vying for different goals. Luke says, Winnie the Pooh has an entire elementary school of lowly waifus, probably. Dude could do whatever the fuck he wants. He's the singular dictator of that place. They failed because a Microsoft engineer noticed. Yeah, he was annoyed that his program was running 10% slower than it should. It's like, why is my program not running at full efficiency? That's so fucking autistic. I love it. There's a lot of fighting in this thread. There's a ton of people fighting with each other. Some Elon copy pasta. Nice. Temple OS remains undefeated. Dude, blessed Temple OS, the OS of the gods. Yes. This Aussie. People who live in their basements. Actually, Linux is very secure. Well, in the short, actually, Linux is pretty fucking secure, you know? It's already fixed, you know? It's already fixed. Don't worry about your files. They're fine. Your files are fine. It's already fixed. Linux is the best. The end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Some of you may have missed this, but I realized something horrifying, is that if you piss off a VTuber, they can both be on stream and running directly at your house at maximum speed at the same time, and you would never know. That terrifies me. That's a superpower we don't have in the rest of the streaming world, and that scares the shit out of me.